You know, shouldn't we love ourselves so that actually we can share that love rather than looking outside? Isn't it? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, now, usually, you know, we think of outside and inside in terms of our physical self. So, for example, now, this laptop is outside me. And the thoughts are there, whatever I'm thinking, that is inside me. This is true at one level, but at another level, you know, everything that is inside me is not me. Everything that is inside me is not me. What I mean by that is, within us, we can see that there are many thoughts which come and they do not reflect our core values. But sometimes these thoughts come and we act on those thoughts. And then we think, why did I do that? So in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is asked by Arjuna, he says, what is there inside me that makes me do wrong things? In today's language, people say, I have got some demons inside me. something that makes me do some terrible things. What is that? So when we say we should love ourselves, we also need to know what is the self. So whatever is inside me is not me. So I did not go into that in detail, but I said that there is the body, there is the mind, and there is the soul. Like the hardware, the software, and the user. So the soul is the user. The mind is like the software. And a software can sometimes become corrupted. So today we see mental stress is such a big problem. Mental health challenges, according to the World Health Organization, are going to be the biggest.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lot through, sorry to interrupt you, but I feel like that's a lot through since conception. From the time that we're conceived, you know, the mother undergoes a lot. And if she's put under any kind of certain stress, she's eating genetically modified foods, she's eating foods with pesticides on them, you know, meat, sodas, anything, you know, if she's not in a very healthy state, putting all those nutrients and things and enzymes that the baby needs to grow and fully be, you know, complete mind, body, spirit, you have to have all those things together. And I don't know, I feel like that spiritual imbalance is coming from that. And then the, you know, radio waves, TV waves, whoever else knows, whatever waves that are being put out there that we're not seeing that are harmful, things that could be possibly being sprayed in the air, things in the water that are proven to be toxic. So, you know, and this might not be, I don't know, I've never lived in India, so I don't know how all these problems are there, but in America, North America, especially here, like, we have to face, like, pretty much every aspect of our lives is being poisoned, you know, by a specific group of people. So, we're, you know, we don't really have a choice, like, when we're conceived, you know, how we're developed. So when that comes out, I think all those little wires are crossed, you know, like you said, like the computer, like, can't get those signals to the right places and parts because there's been something missing. It's been switched around. The DNA, the genetics, all this stuff has been, you know, mutated and manipulated to where it's like, it's almost near impossible, like, for us to find really our center and be balanced and... We're started out with chaoticness, you know?
Yeah. Definitely. The way the mother is during conception, that affects us. And certainly our environment also affects us in a major way. At the same time, we are not just the products of our genes.
Yeah.
You know, if you consider monozygotic twins, the twins can be two different types. Monozygotic are entirely genetically identical. There's no difference at all in terms of genes. And yet, monozygotic twins have their own personalities. They are two different persons. Their moods, their own moods, their own likes. So, our genes certainly describe some features of our behavior and our personality. But they don't describe us completely. So the spiritual side goes beyond our genes. I wrote an article, you know, we are beyond our genes and our genes. So Yeah, just a minute, I'll come to you. So, just a minute. So, I'll come to you. So, yeah, similarly, so there is this whole idea of genetic determinism, that we are just products entirely of our genes. No, we are determined in some ways.
Yeah.
But we are products of our past, but we are not prisoners of our past.
Right.
We do have freedom to choose, and that freedom to choose comes from our spiritual core. So our environment definitely affects us. Our upbringing affects us. Our genetics affects us. But we have the capacity to counter these influences. And that capacity becomes enhanced when we understand our spiritual side and when we develop our spiritual side. Okay? Thank you. Yes, you wanted to say something?